KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 57 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and breezy today, a high around 82. Winds out of the southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. You might want to put off doing any open burning today. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Public Health Department have reported 6 new positive cases of COVID-19, bringing the total number of cases to date to 42. The information released Thursday said 20 of the 42 individuals have recovered. 19 are self-isolating at home. 1 is hospitalized. And as we previously mentioned, there have been 2 deaths. Now, the 6 new latest cases, residents of Council Bluffs, and 2 are females and 4 are males. 2 are between the ages of 61 and 80, and 3 are between the ages of 41 and 60, while 1 is 18 to 40. 4 of those individuals have pre-existing conditions. All 6 cases were the result of community spread, and all 6 of those newest individuals are self-isolating at home. Now, officials say as testing capacity increases, the number of positive cases reported will also increase. Contact tracing investigations are conducted anytime a case of COVID-19 is confirmed, and that includes an assessment of the risk to the general public. If there is no risk, Pott County Public Health will communicate directly with the specific contacts identified in the investigation. If and when a risk to the general public is identified, public health officials say they will identify the location and communicate any plan of action to those who may have been in the area that they should take. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Health and Page County Public Health yesterday said they had identified 2 additional cases of COVID-19 that are positive in the county, bringing the total number of Page County positive cases to 8. 1 individual is an adult age 19 to 40. The other is an older adult, someone 61 to 80 years of age. Both patients have contracted the virus through community spread and both are recovering in isolation. A new program is available in Cass County to assist with food needs during the COVID-19 pandemic. Cass County COVID-19 Mobile Food for All will deliver food to anyone in the county who needs food at this time. The program is the result of an $86,580 grant Cass County received from the Iowa Economic Development Authority and is designed to help people stay home and social distance while supplementing the work of Cass County food pantries. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig shared the project team is keeping in close contact with Cass County food pantries, working to build on the services those pantries provide. Food delivery is a critical component of the project, and by offering food delivery to the people's doors, Mobile Food for All keeps Cass County residents safe and mitigates the spread of COVID-19. Cass County COVID-19 Mobile Food for All is available for anyone in Cass County who needs assistance affording food at this time. No proof of a need is required, but the project team asks only that people needing the additional support register so that resources can be channeled to those who need them most. More information on the Mobile Food for All program and to register for the program, you can see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com or call Cass County Public Health during their regular business hours at 712-243-7443. And officials note that if you are signing up within 3 days of a scheduled delivery, you may not receive your first order until the following week, and that is due to supplier delivery schedules. Cass County Board of Supervisors conducted an electronic meeting Thursday morning via Zoom conferencing. During their session, they held a public hearing with regard to funding the county has received for the COVID-19 response. The county, as we mentioned, working with Cass County Food Policy Council, SWIDA, County Food Pantries, and Public Health, plans to increase the capacity of the food delivery system and food access in the county through a community development block grant in the amount, I mentioned, of $86,580. Alexis Fleener, the Community Development Director for Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWIPCO, explained the need to expand meal services in Cass County.
As a result of everything that's going on with COVID-19, the need for social distancing in vulnerable populations, self-isolating, Cass County communities need to expand meal delivery services. The county has planned for the marketing and organization of a grocery delivery service for all.
And as we mentioned in the previous story, the county is partnering with Cass County Public Health, along with ISU Extension, Food Policy Council, local food pantries, and grocery stores to implement the project in using the public transit services provided by SWIDA.
No local match is required, but may be used to supplement the program if needed in the future. But it is not required and not planned at this time. The service will run for approximately 4 to 6 weeks.
After hearing from Fleener and closing the public hearing, the board acted to approve resolutions adopting certain policies, rules, and regulations during the performance of a CDBG, and they approved a sale of service contract with SWPCO and SWTA for the project. The supervisors then acted to approve a Cass County ISU Extension COVID-19 Mobile Food for All contract for the aforementioned Community Development Block Grant. Supervisors also opened, read, and considered bids for a bridge replacement project at 700th Street and Independence Road. Four bids were received, with the board electing to go with Cunningham Reese's bid of $75,900. That was the lowest out of the four. The top end was $169,000, and that was from a Nelson and Rock Contracting Incorporated. Well, it's reopening day for some Iowa businesses. The governor's order that restaurants, fitness centers, and retail businesses close to slow the spread of COVID-19 has been lifted in 77 of Iowa's 99 counties, including all of those that surround Cass County.
Iowans in many communities will have an opportunity to shop on Main Street, eat at their favorite local restaurant, or attend church on Sunday if they choose.
And that does include Cass County as well. The governor's order limiting public gatherings to 10 persons or less has been lifted for religious services statewide, but many denominations do not plan to resume in-person worship at this time. And that includes the West Des Moines church that Reynolds attends, which is sticking with online services. The governor says it's time for Iowans to learn how to manage the virus in the course of their daily lives.
COVID-19 isn't going anywhere anytime soon. The virus will continue to be in our communities, and unfortunately, people will still get sick until a vaccine is available. Keeping businesses closed for weeks or months longer won't change that fact, and it simply is not sustainable.
Some are expressing concern that residents of the 22 counties where business closures remain in force will travel to the 77 less populated counties and thereby spread the virus. Pella, for example, canceled its annual Tulip Festival, but residents say tourist traffic increased significantly last weekend. Reynolds says she trusts Iowans to do the right thing.
I believe that we can begin to get life and business back to normal in a safe and responsible way if we all continue to work together and to do our part.
The latest state report indicates 162 Iowans have died of COVID-19 since the first fatal case was reported in early March. In our funeral announcements, Betty Jane Smithson, age 89, of Redfield, died Sunday in Des Moines. A private family graveside service for Betty Jane Smithson will be today at 10 o'clock at the West Lynn Cemetery in rural Redfield. A full memorial service will be held at a later date. The Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has the arrangements. Peggy Rowland, age 74, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A drive-through visitation for Peggy Rowland will be today at 11 o'clock at the Washington Elementary School in Atlantic. Approach the school from the east using Olive and East 14th. You'll enter the first driveway and proceed west into the same flow of traffic that's observed during normal school pickup and drop-off, and they ask that you not leave your vehicle. The family will be outside to greet you from a proper distance, and when exiting the school, turn right, heading west onto 14th. Wilbur Hubbard, age 100, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Walnut, died Saturday. Private family graveside services for Wilbur Hubbard will be May the 9th at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Kevin R. Christensen, age 53, of Brayton, died April 20th in Omaha. A celebration of life for Kevin Christensen will be at a later date with the Kessler Funeral Home of Exira in charge of arrangements. Dorothy McCune, age 103, of Audubon, died April 24th. A private family funeral service for Dorothy McCune will be held at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Robert Van Cleve, age 91, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Robert Van Cleve are pending in Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.